Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist. A look at the Criterion Collection, one spine number at a time. This is episode 41, so we're going to take a look at spine number 41, and that's Laurence Olivier's Henry V. Just so you know, this is a spoiler-filled podcast. I will spoil this film left and right, so just be warned. Let's get into the film. This film is taken directly from William Shakespeare, but it starts out at a play, a theater play, in the 1600s. This film takes place in the 1400s, I think, and they started at a playhouse, and then they just start the story of Henry V, where basically Henry V gets some tennis balls, and that's insulting, as it's sent as an insult. So then they pretty much go to war, and then the rest of the film is kind of speeches to motivate the troops and get the troops ready for battle, and then the battle commences, and we win, and then, pretty much ends after that. That's the plot, I guess. Let me get into some of the themes of the film. Very strange film. It starts out as a play, which is just very odd. I don't think it's word for word the entire play of Henry V, but every word spoken is from Henry V. William Shakespeare is the sole writer on this film. He's dead, so they just directly took what he wrote and didn't change a thing. It's so funny in the first 10 minutes, like, we see some background stuff from the play, but no words are spoken. I think that's brilliant. They don't add any. They could have added something there, but it's just like motions that are done, like, oh, hey, you forgot this, or hey, we're doing this now, get up there. So yeah, we spend about 30 minutes on the small stage. It's very strange. The audience is laughing, clapping, cheering. So you just hear an audience that's really into this play watch this weird filmed adaptation of Henry V. And for a while, I knew because of the pictures on the DVD case that it was going to go into more conventional ways of making a film, but if I didn't, I'd be like, is this going to be the whole thing? Are they just going to make a play the whole time? But no, they don't. They kind of switch. There's a chorus guy. He's called the chorus. And he kind of narrates the next scene. So he narrates the next one, which turns into, it's not really announced. He just starts talking after a big scene that the audience claps at, and it turns into just like normal sets, but sets that still look like they're from a play. So what this film does is slowly turns into like a movie, and then like a mirror image slowly turns back into a play. It's really awesome. So that's all pretty cool, but honestly, I like Shakespeare, what I've read of it, but I just can't get into this film. There's no battle, there's a lot of talking, which is fine, but in this one, it just seems to be showing off too much. I'm just not really that into it, to be perfectly honest. Nothing happens for a long, long time, and that's fine, but Again, just like Oliver Twist and Great Expectations, this isn't really for me. I didn't enjoy the middle part. I was more interested, with the brilliant move of changing it from play to sets to on location, then sets again, then the play again. I was more enthralled by that, but the middle part, so nothing really new happens. Which is kind of my problem. It's just a rehashing of an old story and trying something new, but then he kind of doesn't get to do anything new for a long time. But yeah, so yeah, I guess I'll get into some actual themes. The reason he does this, well, first of all, Winston Churchill made him create this as propaganda for the war, for World War II. And I'm glad he took something and tried to do something interesting with it. But the reason I think he did it was kind of like, well, first to boost war morale and like get people to go to war, because Henry V is just making all these speeches, and then they win a battle because of it, it seems. So that's the first reason he made it, just to get people okay with going to war and making them motivated to do so. But the second one is the structure. Why did he do this? It kind of seems like first you start off in a play, and that's where stories, well, not stories started, but that's where moving stories started, pretty much. And then it goes into these sets that look like they're still from a play, but also they're obviously part of a movie set. And then it goes to location, where that's where movies are made. Sometimes they're still made on sets, but it's kind of, and then it just goes back. So it's kind of like the people in the audience get so lost in this play that the sets look even more real, even though they know they're not real. And then we're just on location, and the audience here just gets so lost in this work of art that they think it's real. And that's kind of what I think it's trying to say, or trying to do, is like, this is so good. William Shakespeare's stuff is so good. You just get lost in it, and you feel like it's really happening, kind of like what a movie does. You can get lost in a movie and like fall in love with the characters, fall in love with the story, and think like it's really happening. Even like that goes for anything, goes for a book, a play. But yeah, that seems to be what is trying to come across. Yeah, that is honestly all I saw from themes, all I got out of it, but I guess we can move on to the conclusion and what I thought about it. Again, I wasn't fully into it. I didn't love it. The middle kind of just bugged me, because nothing was happening except Henry V and other characters were just making all these speeches. But man, this was Technicolor. I bet it was one of the first to use Technicolor, and it just, let's just get every color we can into this film at every second. It's beautiful, but man, so much colors. I appreciate that. I love when Technicolor came out. It seems like let's just use every color we can, and they do. They got people dressed in three different suits of three different colors. It's amazing. And then the battle scene's really solid. Nothing too violent, nothing too special now, but back then it seems to be a really impressive battle sequence. People on horses, Henry fighting it just with his sword. Just people fighting with swords and on their horses. It's just it's really nicely choreographed. It doesn't look fake. Yeah, and then the end is Henry V trying to like court a girl to marry him, Which just I had no interest in. I remember the girl in like one scene before, and I'm just like, this isn't interesting. I guess that's Shakespeare's fault, but I just did not care about that storyline. But just does not fully do it for me. I appreciate it. I respect it a lot. Looks beautiful. But yeah, definitely not one of my favorites, sadly. And not great. That's really all I have to say about it. Hey, if you want to talk Henry V, email me at DarrenCriterion14@yahoo.com. That's DARIN Criterion number 1 number 4 at yahoo.com. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds. Subscribe to that on iTunes. You can subscribe to this on iTunes. Leave a review for either of those podcasts. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. And yeah, you can do any of those. Thanks for listening. Bye.